next to him, not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 8th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I was on the phone with the owner of Liberty Mountain USA discussing the event this Saturday. You guys are invited. We are going to have a party this Saturday down in Clare County, Michigan, Farwell, Michigan, right off of 115, just south, a couple of miles of the ramp to 10. If you're heading south down 115, many of us go to 10, heading into then Midland over to I-75. Well, just stay on 115 south. For about 3-4 miles, you'll make a right, go through a small little residential subdivision, and it'll take you right to Mott Mountain Road, 1001 Mott Mountain Road. If you guys are coming from the south, just pass the Cops Donut Shop. They're downtown. Just come on up, 115. Before you get to 10, if you get to 10, you pass it about 2-3 miles back. Put it in your GPS. Absolutely going to be a fantastic Saturday, this Saturday. Gates open at 4. The tour start at 5. There's going to be food and beverages available. There's going to be music. And then two live bands will start at 7. We're kicking off this outdoor venue, the largest event concert venue in North America. This place can hold up to 40,000 people. If you want an intimate setting, they can close the airplane hangar. You can have roughly about 800 to 1,000 people in a very intimate concert setting. Or you can roll up the doors and blast the music out over about 60-70 acre site. It's a hill. It is unbelievable. You got to come and see this place. Going to be a blast. If you'd like information, a link to their website, libertymountainusa.com. Just text me LM for Liberty Mountain and I'll send you the link. Well, getting into the details of this budget that the governor has signed, it's over, it's done, where you don't have to talk about the budget no more, comes the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Vice President of Government Affairs, Lance Benamini. He is the spokesperson. with them getting almost $2 billion, $1.85 in long-term road funding dollars, well, Lance had an opinion. Lance is going to get into some numbers, get into analysis of the bills, and break it all down for us. This budget, with what they did, what will actually be the real dollars going towards fixing the roads and fixing the bridges. So we're excited. It's going to be outlined for us. I got the story pulled up. I already prepped it, ready to go. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation. This is the lobbying special interest group that negotiates with legislators to introduce certain bills, certain spending packages, trying to get more money for infrastructure and transportation. The nearly $2 billion, $1.85 in long-term road funding dollars signed yesterday should be enough to prevent the state from driving off the, quote, fiscal cliff, according to the Road Industry Association. Even if it isn't the $3.1 billion originally advertised as the magic number that was needed to, quote, fix the damn roads, end quote. In all, the governor signed 7 bills yesterday designed to raise enough money, in theory, to repair the roads faster than they're deteriorating, with the heavy emphasis being on local roads in urban, suburban areas. The funding replaces the expiring bonding dollars the governor used for the last few years to repair and replace mostly state highways, meaning the workers who are on the jobs today, well, they'll have work tomorrow. According to their spokesperson, Lance Venomini, he said, I think it certainly clears the cliff, and we should be able to avoid job loss in the industry. The web of tax changes used to make all this happen has impacts that are beyond road funding. The legislature and the governor agreed that every cent of state taxes collected at the pump will now go to the roads. However, doing that impacted schools and local governments, since they receive a slice of the sales tax on gasoline. Well, Ed Noyola of the County Road Association Chief Deputy Legislative Director said, in a nutshell, we are going to be swapping the sales tax for fuel tax, which means there will be no tax increase as far as the motoring public is concerned. Now, according to the House Fiscal Agency's analysis of HB 4183, increases Michigan's gas tax from 31 cents a gallon to 51 cents a gallon, starting January 1st of this next year, 2026. That would bring in roughly $699 million this year and $1.1 billion next year. However, meanwhile, House Bill 4181 ends the 6% sales tax on gasoline. The cost the government in general will be $696 million this year and almost $1 billion next year. Meaning that basically the $680 million will no longer go to the schools starting in fiscal year 2027. To pay for the schools and local government, the state is no longer steering $600 million in income tax money to the roads. This money is going to go to the schools in order to make them whole. Additionally, the roads will take money from the corporate income tax that had been going to the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund, and that money will go to the roads as well. Finally, House Bill 4951 created a new 24% wholesale tax on marijuana that's being collected outside of the state's marijuana law. This was done because a three-quarters majority vote of the legislature is needed to amend a law enacted through a petition initiative process. That, of course, was back in the day when they legalized marijuana. $420 million expected to be collected for marijuana is going to go into local roads along with the new corporate income tax money. Potentially, they're projecting that this could grow to $688 million over time, which was outlined in Senate Bill 578. Overall, the counties are excited that this will end up with an increase over time. As we're reading the numbers, NAOLA said, this could be $1.4 billion by 2030 on its own. Well, while this was all going on, the state decided to wipe away state business tax cuts that were created by President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act to prevent even more revenue losses. So what Trump did for the country, us businesses in Michigan don't get to take advantage of it. The legislation required Michigan, as well as other states that were offered $540 million in business tax breaks for research and development, depreciation schedules of business equipment, as well as business interest deductions. This was done through House Bill 4961. The amount of lost revenue was expected to go down over time, down to $275 million in fiscal year 2030. But now, none of it is going away. They're keeping our money. Now, what is staying are other tax cuts that were provided by Washington's One Big Beautiful Bill. What are those? Well, basically, state legislators and the governor agreed to no longer tax tips, overtime, and Social Security in your state income tax return. House Bill 4961 allows roughly $100 million loss in revenue from ending these taxes, especially on overtime compensation. Another $50 million is being lost from the state regarding taxes, taxing tips. That's a savings of $50 million. And finally, $20 to $30 million cutting taxes for retirees. Now, talking about the marijuana tax as well as the corporate income tax, this is going to be put into buckets that will be distributed to counties, cities, as well as the Michigan Department of Transportation. While the fuel taxes would continue to operate the same as they currently are, but will be an expected $1 billion more. Marijuana revenue is expected to grow $420 million into the pot. Corporate income taxes will contribute $688 million. Now, on the local level, neighborhood road funds would have $100 million put into a grant. Critical bridges, called the Local Bridge Advisory Board, will put $40 million into local bridges. Another $100 million will be divided up, with $35 million going for public transportation. Dave Agerman's got to hate that. $65 million going to infrastructure projects, which would be used to create or expand transportation services like public transportation. What's left? $1.45 billion. Well, 20% of that is going to go to the state trunk line fund, and then the rest, $1.15 billion, is going to be divvied up between the 83 county road commissions as well as municipal city road agencies. So that's where my idea of giving the money to the county road commissions basically is coming into play. Not the entire MDOT budget. I would like to see ended, terminated, fire those employees and give the money to the counties. Bottom line, the counties will end up directly having $830 million to be distributed. But it's not going to be simply $10 million per county. Instead, it's going to get put through some allocation based on the Michigan Transportation Fund's revenue return process. This is going to base it on the increase in fuel taxes and also consider urban areas versus suburban areas. Neola said, urban areas are probably going to get more money than the rural areas because they have more miles, along with a bigger population and more vehicle registrations. Whoever thought that Public Act 51 was old and antiquated is sorely mistaken, because it is in fact keeping up with the times based on these quantifiable factors. These taxes are starting on January 1st, 2026. Neola said that the 83 counties across the state will see roughly about a 35% increase in their budgets for next year, 2026. Because it's only going to be a partial year for tax collections, and by the 2027 budget, they will see a 50% increase. What we're going to do is focus on the poorest of roads, maintaining those and getting them from fair conditions into good conditions. It's always been the goal. However, he said there was expected to be an emphasis on putting poor condition roads into top priority positions while maintaining the rest. Fixes to the local infrastructure will be the biggest area needing fixes, and they will see the most funding increases. So the bottom line, from your driveway to the highway, whether you're on a county road or you're on a city neighbor street, neighborhood subdivision, that's where we're going to take care of the problems first. He said there are subdivisions that has 50 years of needed repairs. But where those first repairs would be made would be left up to the county or the city road agencies. Are we going to be able to do everything? Heck no. But we've been dealing with this problem for decades. This is a significant increase investment. This is the most our road systems have seen in a long time. And based on heavy focus on local systems, we think it's going to make a huge impact on road conditions overall. Michigan Infrastructure Transportation Association has been saying for years that road funding was set to fall off of a fiscal cliff as the funding dried up during Whitmer's road bonding program. He said the industry was hoping to come closer to the nearly $4 billion number they had asked for. Then they were willing to settle for the original $3 billion. Well, now we're just below $2. It's moving in the right direction, but we will be asking for more in the future. This seems as though this was all that was politically possible at this time, and we appreciate it. So that takes care of the Road Builders Association. What about the marijuana folks? 24% new tax. We'll get to that story on the other side. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.